You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. One company that is not worried about growth is Uber. But the company at long last is starting to consider whether it should make some money now. Uber says it will become profitable by the end of 2020, but not before losing another $1 billion, just like the roughly $1 billion it lost last quarter. One of the biggest drains on profitability is the food delivery service Uber Eats. It is growing, yes, but still losing money. But Uber says it's sticking with Eats. In fact, it's going to double down and streamline. For some thoughts on what that looks like, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
Uber has been throwing money at Uber Eats.
They lost about $600 million in the December quarter, about $400 million of that. Two-thirds of their losses came from Uber Eats.
Gene Munster is a founding partner with Loop Ventures. He says focusing on Uber Eats is still a good idea.
It grew like a rocket ship. It was up 74%. Versus rides in the U.S., just to give some perspective, we're probably up 5%.
And Uber basically has millions of captive customers. These customers are hooked on Uber for rides. They're a sitting target for food delivery services. Brand recognition helps, too. Brad Gastworth is chief technology strategist at Wedbush.
They have the luxury of having a more household name. It's already becoming a word used to travel, right? You're going to Uber somewhere. You're not just going to go somewhere.
Uber is now trying to ditch anything that's dragging on growth for both rides and food delivery. Mark Schmolick is with Bernstein.
If they're not number one or number two in a particular market, they're either going to get out of it, divest it, which is what we've recently seen with Uber Eats in India, or they're going to find a way to invest in that market to reach that number one or two position.
Schmolick says Uber's other big strategy to become profitable is good old-fashioned raising prices and taking a bigger cut from rides and food deliveries. Any company has to balance growth and profits, he says, and Uber is shifting its focus to profits. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.